RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday, 10th day of May, 2019. Well, 12:01, midnight, today, I guess you could say, came and went, and the markets didn't implode. And, gosh, what are we to say to the people who are always throwing Donald Trump under the bus? He's the first president to take on China since most favored nation status, and they've been playing down. It's kind of strange that they're doing this. It's only a $500 billion deficit with China. Only $500 billion. It's been running as high as $800 billion a year. I don't know what happened to the other $300 billion, but evidently, I've not seen the details on the last deal that they were working on, but evidently, China's not made good on any of them. And guess what? China's economy is no better shape than ours. Yeah, I know. Unemployment numbers are up. Stock market is up. Yeah, I know. But China's economy is not doing well, so it comes down to the point of who needs who. Uh-oh. And 25% on, say, $500 billion? They can't afford to pay that. Now, if we can do the same thing with Mexico. Keep your illegals down there. There are more people lining up to come into this country. This is getting way serious. And you know what? I don't even think the law has to be fixed if they just went back to the original laws about immigration. If you're illegal, you don't get to come in. You don't get to claim anything. You don't get to claim nothing. You know, you can claim the country of your origin and turn your little hiney around and march back towards your country. But evidently, there's been some polls taken down in Guatemala. Weren't we doing drugs for guns with those guys not too long ago and the Sandinistas and all that other stuff? Yeah. At any rate. It's getting rather interesting. There was a poll. Sam, I don't see the poll that's posted up on Guatemala. Okay. I don't see it here. But at any rate, here we go. Survey, 1 million Guatemalans say they're very likely to migrate to the U.S. Well, you can have 1 million Guatemalans saying that they're going to hit the lottery. Well, good luck with that. Because hopefully, soon, your odds of hitting the lottery are about the same as you getting into this country just by showing up. 10% of Guatemalans told a survey team they strongly wish to migrate in the next 3 years. The nation's fastest growing population is just above 17 million, but one-third are aged 15 and below. Wow. There's a lot of babies they can come up here and resell and re-rent. This data suggests that roughly 1.2 million Guatemalans wish to migrate during the next 3 years, and of those, 1 million prefer to migrate to blue-collar jobs in the United States. Well, we don't prefer it. Guatemala is Mexico's southern neighbor. The survey was conducted with a Latin American public opinion project at Vanderbilt University. And the survey's prediction of more mass migration to the United States comes as Democrats portray the Central American economic migration as humanitarian and its emergency for Americans to solve. We Americans have an emergency to solve right now. They're called wingnut politicians. And just as a side note, before I forget, the image just flashed in my head. Nancy Pelosi's not been sitting in the chair as the head of her. AOC has taken over her chair. I'm sorry. I thought they were having a problem with AOC and her wackiness. Some Democrats wish they had AOC's appeal, but see, the appeal stops when AOC opens up her mouth. The new poll suggests that Guatemalans are less concerned about crime than during a 2017 survey, and showed that almost 50% of the Guatemalans believe that insecurity is still a primary problem. I have no idea what the heck that means. Their insecurity. Wow. I'm an American. I was born here. I've lived here many years, and I'm insecure. I'm insecure because of you people. Does that give me my snowflake personal melting spot or what? I'm not going to bother with the rest of this. You got the idea. So everybody thinks they're just going to walk into America. But what if they walked into America and we were right in the middle of a second American revolution, or as I like to call it, a republic restoration project? What if they tried to come in then? Do you think we'd have people on the border, armed, and telling them no, and really, really meaning it? I'm just musing here, folks. Just musing. All right, let's get on to the... Oh, start talking about Trump. You know, all week they've been agonizing and vacillating. Oh, what's this going to mean with Donald Trump and the China deal? Are the markets going to tank? And I just saw some breathless people. The real globalist traders, they're not traitors. They're just international traders. They're business people. They know no boundaries, no borders, no nothing. All they're doing is global biz to enrich themselves. Sure looks like nothing can stop the trade war now, and that could potentially be absolutely disastrous for the global economy. I don't see how, if a country stands up and says, wait a minute, I'm tired of being bent over the apple barrel. The last major trade war began in 1930, and it turned an economic downturn into the Great Depression in the 1930s. No. Wait a minute here. This is history revision. What kind of Orwellian person did this story? Trade war? No. The stock markets collapsed worldwide. An economic downturn into the Great Depression? I am just absolutely shocked. I am absolutely shocked that that statement was made. Joe in Oklahoma. Hello, Joe.
How are you, John?
Oh, fair to middling, mostly wet and damp down here in Central Texas. How y'all doing?
We're just as wet up here.
All right. What's on your mind?
North Central. Well, I wanted to visit with you a minute about the immigration deal. I'm looking at things through a little different window than what I haven't heard discussed. I did hear it mentioned on the radio the other day, and I can't tell you where I heard it. And this is subject to verification by whomever would be interested in it. But most of us have the presumption that all of our illegal immigrants are coming from Mexico, when in fact, if you think about it, there's a whole lot of other cultures being represented besides those of Honduras and Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico. There's a lot of African countries.
Posted that story last week, Joe. This is one network that covered it, and I did the story.
Okay, well, that's where I heard it then.
But
anyway, is this where I also heard that there are at least two churches that are receiving from $1,000 to $2,000 per head from the federal government to bring them into Mexico for a staging to then come across the border?
We reported on the $500,000 that the kind Pope in Rome has given them, along with George Soros, that continues to fund them. We do not know. I cannot tell you, cannot verify that the U.S. is actually giving churches, but it would not surprise me. To be honest with you, Joe, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, to carry this on a little further, just food for thought, something else to think about. The Israeli issue that is often discussed on RBN and the spheres that I walk in, oftentimes we are overlooking the papacy, I think, and this isn't Catholic bashing, it's papacy bashing, and I think people need to take a hard look at that. And go back to 1798 when the papacy was dethroned, and then it was put back into power in the early 20s by Mussolini. And where that has all come from since, and the close ties that the papacy has with Bibi Netanyahu, they're very closely tied.
Well, and as I've joked before, I see two problem groups, and they both wear yarmulkes. One is red, and the other one's black.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. Yep. I just wanted to throw that out for discussion, because I think that people need to look at it, whether you look at biblical prophecy or otherwise. There is a suspect condition that I wish people would do some hard thinking about and not take your word for it, my word for it, or anybody's word for it, just to look into the historical record of it and see.
Here's the dichotomy I face. We have one group that claims that it's all political and claims to be religious, and it's kind of reversed with the other kind of group, really. I mean, the papacy or the Roman Catholic Church has been pretty much spreading the Bible and sending out and making new dioceses worldwide and teaching and preaching and all that other stuff. The politics were fairly absent, let's say, but now that's been changed by this Pope, and he is from South America. And the other group is strongly political, but claims to be the chosen of the Bible. So they've gone the religious route, kind of, sort of. But it's Israel, and this is what we believe, and we have this strange connection between Christianity and Judaism, which they themselves don't believe in, but somehow the Christian churches here in this country do.
Well, John, if I may make a comment with regard to that.
Yeah.
I'm 70 years old. I've learned a few things over the years. Try to do biblical research study with some other folks that are similar minded, not always in agreement, but similar. But if there's numerous places in not only the Old Testament, but the New Testament, where our Heavenly Father divorced himself from the Jewish people.
I think we called it.
All they have to do is read it.
Joe, I think it was called the Diaspora. Here, God was angry with the Jews and said, "You know what? You've done some very bad things, and you fell out of my favor, and you're to be spread to the four corners of the earth. And you're not
he
to."
He said more than that, John.
Well, let me just finish the first part, and I'll let you finish the second part, Joe. How's that?
Pardon me.
That's okay.
Pardon me.
They fell out of disfavor. They were disbanded, and they were commanded, you know, you stay away until I send the Messiah. And at that point in time, then you can group back together and have a country and have all that other stuff. Well, the Jews are still waiting for the Messiah. This is the thing that I don't understand. The Christian Messiah returned, well, a couple thousand years ago. We know that story. But the Jews do not recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God. So how can we have this Judeo-Christendom going on when they are, I won't say diametrically opposed, but it doesn't mesh in any gear.
Comment?
Please.
John, our nation was not founded as a Judeo-Christian nation.
You're right there.
And who brought that in? Who brought that in?
Well,
and that Balfour Declaration of 1948, I guess it is that correct? That's a pretty heavy duty deal.
Well, and I find it rather fascinating that now we have this, we've got to kiss the Zionists, whatever they offer us, and we've got to do that publicly and fawn. And we'll allow them to draw up laws, anti-hate laws, and all this other stuff. They train our police officers for dynamic entry and kill and capture, but mostly just kill. Pick up the body parts later. That was used for the war on drugs, that's right, that came out of L.A. many years ago.
Yep.
And we had a new standard of policing and going and getting the bad guy. We just all group up. Dynamically enter into a home, which means you can blast the door off of the hinges, knock it down, take one of your police vehicles or whatever, cave the building in and do a dynamic entry. Here is, and the media won't touch anything on this subject, will not discuss it. The American people in the dark, they're constantly being propagandized by the media, which is pretty much controlled by the Zionists themselves, and then we get this distorted view of history. And, you know, this is a country, as I already stated. God was angry enough that he didn't kill these people, didn't slay them, but sent them to the four corners of the earth and said, no, not now. And this is what you got to do in order to get it done. And all of this...
I think you're very...
What?
Pardon me.
Go ahead.
I think you're very kind in the words you're choosing because he said he loathed them.
Well,
he loathed them, and he divorced himself from them.
Well, and Joe, let me make mention of this because sometimes we get in an echo chamber. And
I agree.
And the words that are used as weapons when it doesn't have to be. This is what I see coming out from the evil ones. They will disgrace, they will call you names, they'll call you anything. There's other ways that they can get to you, but they try to discredit you and call you names and this, that, and the other. I like to take the immaturity of that out. To throw out the basis and the substance of the argument without all the vitriol. And this is something, as I said, the echo chamber has been doing for many, many years, and I'm urging them to take all the vitriol out of it, just state the facts plainly, say it as a matter of fact, and let's move on. If anybody's got an issue
with it,
you can't call me hateful for bringing forth the facts. This is history. This is what's really happened. Why am I hateful?
Agreed. But the papacy is part of this deal that needs to be brought forth for people to examine.
I have no doubt, Joe. Thanks for your call.
You bet. Good day.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the new democracy. It's the new way of thinking, folks. Well, Illinois has a very interesting take. And this is for the children, folks, mind you. You know, I am rather fascinated that the standards for our education, our public education, has gone so far. I mean, basic, simple questions college graduates can't even answer, or high school graduates can't answer. So I guess the problem then must be the teachers and the standards are too high. That's where this is going. Illinois lawmakers consider new teaching methods that eliminate basic skills test for teachers. Basic. Notice I didn't say advanced. I said basic skill test for teachers. Two bills are pending in the Illinois General Assembly that would pause or permanently eliminate a basic skills test for new teachers that some officials say has contributed to a statewide shortage of educators. I can scarcely believe I'm reporting this, but I'm not making it up. I just report it. Starting June 30th, the Illinois State Board of Education will put the test of academic proficiency on hold as the agency considers alternative solutions to evaluate prospective teachers. The State Journal Register reported, the current test has a 25% pass rate. This basic, rudimentary, what do you know to be a teacher, what qualifies you, 75% are failing it, so what are they deciding to do? Let's just get rid of it. Yeah, let's just get rid of it. God. A lobbyist for the State Board of Education says the agency has taken an impartial position on the bill. Impartial. Yeah, the education of the children is supposed to be top priority, so we get an impartial position from the State Board of Education. Sponsor Representative Sue Scheer, and she is a former teacher herself, said her bill would halt testing until 2025. People of color are at a disadvantage because the basic skills exam doesn't factor in life experiences or cultural differences. In the first quarter of the year, around 12% of African-American students and 14% of Hispanic students passed the basic skill test. They don't put it as how many fail. I've seen so many good teachers go by the wayside because of these tests that are not really doing what they're intended to do. Jeff Vose, regional school superintendent for Sangamon and Menard counties, said he has seen new teachers put off by the basic skills test. That's the frustrating part of this process, to watch people get discouraged and disappointed because one test on one day is not allowing them to get into the profession that they desire to get into. One test eliminates their hope and dreams of becoming a teacher. Oh, God. Oh, this is so wrong in so many different ways. Eliminating the barrier of the basic skills test could bring in more educators to fill these positions. With what? Fill them with what? You might as well have the grocery bagger at your supermarket applying and filling the slot. They would be probably just as qualified. James Roseborg, a retired Bellevue superintendent and retired director of the Masters in Education program at McKendree University, said he does not agree with doing away with the basic skills test altogether, though he called the existing exam terrible. Now, what they don't do in this story is give you anything about the basic skills test. I mean, and this is rudimentary stuff, folks. You know, to become a teacher, you got to get certified and go to college, do all that other stuff. And you're supposed to know your subject matter, the stuff at least that you can recall. And this is what tests are for. It's to test you on your knowledge base. Test you on your knowledge base and, you know, what kind of teacher are you? You know, when I was a kid in the public school system that I was in, it wasn't then a public school system. It wasn't politicized. It wasn't racially divided. It wasn't any of those things. A classmate was a classmate. And the teachers were there because they wanted to be teachers. They would have done anything and worked to no end to become a teacher. You know, we didn't have the discipline problems that we face now in schools because there's basically no discipline. And try to discipline a wild dog and see what happens. You're going to get bit. If you have a wild dog in a pack of dogs that are not so wild, you have to separate the wild dog that takes a little bit more time to train them. But that's not possible. What we've been doing in this country is just lowering the curve lower and lower and lower to pass these wonderful students because we know we wouldn't want to get them upset to think that they were stupid. So rather than the rest of the class excelling and testing themselves, Let's just lower the whole damn curve.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hello, this is United States calling. Are we reaching? See, he keeps hanging up. And it's a man answering.
Trying to straighten out some technical stuff here, at any rate. Steve Elkins sent this over to me. Steve. Now, you know he's been under duress. He's renting a house. It's in a gated community. He grew a box of vegetables, carrots, radishes, lettuce. He wanted something healthy that he grew himself, and he wanted to make his own salads with it. Sounds like a nice little idea, doesn't it? Well, the HOA didn't like the idea. They came by and poisoned the plants the other day. And he sends me another Florida guy. A man faces foreclosure over an unmowed yard. Now, you would think initially this is one of property rights and the guy wants to mow his lawn or he doesn't, and they've got the city codes and he's saying no and the city is after him. Well, they came after him when he wasn't even there. Retiree Jim Ficken of Dunedin, Florida, may lose his home because his front lawn grew too high while he was out of town. Ficken was held liable for $57,500 fines for the days his grass went uncut while he was out of town caring for his dead mother's estate. The grass did what grass does, and a code inspector saw it was more than 10 inches. The city allows, and this is worded weirdly, saw it was more than 10 inches, the city allows, and Jim was on the hook. Said Institute for Justice attorney Andrew Ward, one of the men representing him. A friend who had enlisted to care for his lawn died suddenly while Ficken was away. Are you getting a gist of this? He's settling his mother's dead estate. He's out of town. The guy that was supposed to take care of his lawn died. So it isn't like he didn't have intent to pander to the city codifiers. No. Ficken claims that he was not even made aware of the fines until they were well out of control. Now, on Tuesday, the state has moved to collect the money owed by foreclosing on his home. He says, I'm trying not to think about it, but I'll be booted out of this house and I'll have to find another place to live. We're arguing in our lawsuit that limitless fines are, in fact, unconstitutional. Just on the basis of what this man has gone through, what judge would enforce this? Another attorney at the Institute for Justice said that we're arguing the lawsuit is limitless fines are in fact unconstitutional. In February, yeah, and so is how they have the property set up. Okay, you really don't own your property because you own taxes on it. You want to find out who owns that property? Try not paying the property tax on it and see what happens. Yeah, you'll be foreclosed on. The house that, whatever structures are on whatever property, no matter what its value, it will be sold to pay the taxes. Allodial title is the way. They can't touch you with the property taxes, but you have to go through hell and high water and about 102,000 hoops to get to that point, if you can, to keep the state out of the property that you own. In response to Ficken's suit against the local government, the city released this statement. Mr. Ficken was cited for repeat violations on his rental property on Tuesday, May 7, 2019. The City of Dunedin Code Enforcement Board authorized the city's attorney's office to file a foreclosure action after resolution of this case could not be agreed upon with Mr. Ficken. The city attorney's office has not had an opportunity to review litigation filed by Mr. Ficken and as such has no comment on at this juncture. Well, wait a minute. Does a guy, how can you foreclose on a house if he's just a renter? You can't. Ficken's attorney said that they will take the case all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Whether Dunedin can make an elderly man homeless over the length of grass in his yard remains to be seen. Well, it all depends on how the corporation classifies you now, doesn't it? You know, people are shocked. You know, years and years ago, folks, I can remember getting into protracted conversations with people and talking to them about property and them proud of the fact that they paid their home off in less than a 30-year mortgage and look at all the interest they saved. And, well, of course they owned the property and they owned everything outright. And I would say to them, you pay your property tax? Well, absolutely. You know, yeah, absolutely I pay my property tax. That's the law. Well, where is that law affixed to? Under what system is that law attached to? That's under the system you really don't own your property because we can come and take it if you don't pay the penalty. Oh, I'm sorry, the property tax. And I used to argue with people. I go, okay, test my theory. See what the state does if you don't pay your property taxes. I said, they'll send you notices. They'll put interest and charges on you. They will try every strong-arm technique that they can to urge you to pay your back taxes. But try not paying them or telling the state that, I'm not paying your property tax, and see what they do. I said they will foreclose on that property. They will sell it off for the taxes owed. And by the way, that house that you paid for and you're so proud that you paid it off in less than 30 years, whoopee, hooray for you. Doesn't mean a damn thing. Because guess what you don't get? You don't get any money back. You know, throughout the years, you know, we have brought to the attention so many different things to people, and they just hem-hawed and scoffed and said we were full of malarkey, and until they themselves went through it or were witness to a friend or a relative that had to go through it. And they go, oh, sheepishly they'd come back and say, well, I guess you were right on that. No, we've been right about a lot of things. It's been the refusal of the American people to believe what matrix they have been sewn into. As Chevy Chase once said in one of his movies, yeah, I'm about as comfortable as my lips being sewn to the rug. Gosh. And people are now starting to understand the matrix and how it's set up. And the duties and obligations of you, which is everything. There's nothing put on the state. Everything is put on you. And that was about the time we were telling people, you know, you really don't own your car. Well, you think you do. Well, I got title to it. I paid it off. I got title to it. No. What did you get? I'm sorry, did you get the original manufacturer's title in the mail? Did the state say, oh, your financial obligations on this deal is done and here's your property? No, they send you the certificate of title. Who holds the original title? The state does. The state claims it as an asset. And people were, what? That's crazy. No, I own my car, and I can prove it. I can sell my car. I've got my certificate of title. I can sell my car anytime I want. Yeah, and what's the next buyer get? Does he get the original title? You didn't get it. Is the next buyer going to get it? No, they get a certificate of title. As long as that little instrument, that little four rubber-wheeled vehicle, or whatever it is that's registered with that state, is still kept active, the state still claims ownership. Do they claim it as an asset of the state, not yours? That's why Joyce Rosenwald, you folks remember her? When that little uncooperative, this state deer had the nerve to run out in front of her car and get in her way and damage her vehicle. She turned around and told the state that, look, one of your deer damaged your car. She actually said, your car. Now, of course, the state's not going to admit that, oh, no, 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 you mean your car. She got her car fixed. The state paid for the repairs on that car. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
Hi, how you doing out there? I live in Arkansas. I don't think it's any different than any other state, but the Department of Human Services is sending out these computerized algorithm type where you answer like 200 questions, and the object is basically to cut the number of hours of household aid for elderly. I'm 77 and in bed 23 out of 24 hours. And so they're basically cutting all the benefits to the Americans, and they're giving free Social Security cards to the illegal aliens, houses, cars, medical insurance, health insurance.
And then turning around and complaining they got to raise taxes because they don't have any money in the state coffers. Gee, I wonder why.
Bill Clinton bounced a damn budget with money out of the Social Security Fund. Well, he stole my money, the bastard.
Well, of course they did. Gary, you know, you know this is supposed to be a lockbox type of item because, you know what? It's the individual and the employer that puts the money in that account.
That's my money they took
that account.
Then they stole it.
That's exactly right. And then turn around and say that, well, we've got to find more money.
And now we're going to cut your benefits because we got all these millions or thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens coming to this country.
No, millions. No.
There's going to be a civil war in this country. I guarantee you that.
Well, when nobody can eat anymore.
Putting a square Muslim in a round hole.
Okay, Gary, you're not going to let me talk. And I appreciate it. By the way, I take it to...
I guess I am going to let you talk.
Okay.
You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. I don't...
What do you have to say? I want to talk.
Okay.
I'm simple.
Okay. Gary, did you get a new phone number?
Huh?
Did you get a new phone number?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You need to call in the office to give it to Julie.
I straightened it out. I got a new credit card that updated it. Everything's screwed up.
Oh,
digital age is a pain.
I
pain in the patootie.
Gary, I appreciate I appreciate your call, man.
I just want everybody to know that we are second class citizens in our own damn country because of the illegal aliens.
Well, and
they
more
can
importantly,
all go to hell.
Well, you know, but more importantly, it's the politicians. It's the politicians that made all this possible. You know, we didn't have a problem before when people wanted to come into this country illegally. We didn't have a problem turning them away before. It was the politicians that got in there, turned it into a dramatic humanitarian, oh, you cannot do this. This is straight out of the United Nations. This is straight, the language, the actions are taken straight out of the United Nations. And I'm sorry to say that that building still sits on U.S. soil. Sovereign man.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Have you ever seen, you could do a search on YouTube for Frank Burns Eats Worms. It's interesting because he's in that little clip. Frank Burns is teaching the South Koreans English, right? And he says, "Get the UN out of the United States and stop fluoridating our drinking water."
No way! In an old episode of MASH.
Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said. And you're telling me in the old series MASH, Frank Burns said that in one of the episodes?
Play it, dude. He's badass. Oh, I'm sorry. Billy Bob can't say that on air. Sorry.
Do you happen to know, now that we've got TiVo out there and everything else, the episodes, the year and the episode number is always remarked. You know, it's marked on the episode. Do you know what year and what episode it was?
No, John, have Mike go to YouTube.
Mike is no longer here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sam, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, have Sam go to YouTube, type in Frank Burns Eats Worms. Have him download it so he can play it without it being interrupted or having a commercial.
Frank Burns Eats
Worms.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, how long is the clip on YouTube? You got
it's
it?
Like 20 seconds.
Okay. All right. We got it. Sovereign Man, I'm going to play it.
Okay. Now hold me over. Okay. Please.
Right. Okay. Sam? Okay.
Out of the UN.
Get out of the UN.
It's too loud. It's distorted.
Don't contaminate our drinking water with fluoridation.
Don't contaminate our...
Bearsy-dotes and dozy-dotes and little lambsy-divey.
Bearsy-dotes and dozy-dotes.
Well, you sure took your sweet time relieving me. I've been here an hour. We made progress. I can tell. You got a Korean accent.
Stop. Was that... That doesn't look like the original soundtrack. Does it to you, Sam? Are the lips syncing with what they're saying?
Yeah, I remember seeing that, John.
Wow.
Is that beautiful?
Isn't that so precious? What? You know what, Sam? Post that up. Post it up. That'll get it scrubbed from YouTube once it starts going viral.
I already got it. I already downloaded it. Yeah.
All right.
If you're watching, you should be recording it. You should be downloading it.
It's called caching it so they can't come and steal it. All right, Sovereign Man, thank you.
Oh, hey, I wanted to talk to you about registering your property.
Well, okay. Well, you got to talk fast when we get back because we'll be on a short segment.
I will.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
handling so many different things during the breaks here. If you're wondering why we're late coming back to breaks, well, that's why. By the way, CNN, these guys just aren't getting it. Their listenership, viewership is through the floor. They recognize this. They know it. I've said before, there's got to be somebody backing these people. And somebody suggested, well, they're a news service, and, you know, news services, they run lost leaders. And I'm going, wait a minute, this is not a grocery store or hardware where you offer a product below cost or at cost to draw customers in. It used to be with the television networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, that it was a given that their news division was never a moneymaker. That was the portion that always lost money because it's expensive to do the news. Send out the reporters, do the stories, do the editing, do all that stuff, presentation, blah, 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 blah. On and on it goes. Now that's what these networks are. They're news networks. They're not a network that carries news. They're a news network. I'm trying to explain that to this character, and he just wasn't getting it. But as a news service, people are not tuning in because they don't trust them. Because of this whole Trump. Oh, poor Hillary and bad Donald Trump. Well, we saw everything evaporate around this one. The accusation is the collusion. If this goes where it needs to go, they're going to find out who really colluded and who was really in there messing with the DNC. Oh, you know, I'm hoping that Julian Assange is not extradited back to this country. But if by some miracle this guy does get in a court and he is able to call witnesses, then we can kick this whole Hillary Clinton thing off, which needs to be done. You know, they say that the best defense is a good offense. I would have been going on the offense with this while they're trying to attack Trump and bring him down. I would have turned the tables on him, and I would have been rolling out the information on Hillary Clinton. Why do you want to cover up 14 rounds out of a 15-round fight, and then the 15th you come out swinging? No. This is politics in America. You know, the practice of neither side paying attention to what's that thing called, the Constitution of America? Oh, the Constitution of the United States of America. Okay. I hear it so very, very few times I almost forgot. And evidently, people in this country, folks, I really wish you'd start doing this. Pushing back against these clowns and keep calling this country a democracy. This is out and out brainwashing. Repeat the lie often enough and people will begin to believe it. Well, there's a reason why you'll hear the democracy. They're almost shrieking it, saying it so many times as they can in a sentence or a paragraph. We've got to correct them. Push back against them. Unless I miss something, this country was founded as a republic, and we got a constitution, we got a bill of rights, and all the sovereign states mirrored the bill of rights and the constitution, and all of that stuff. Where in it, in that document, does it call this country a democracy? And they're using the term democracy and constitution in the same sentences many times. We've got to push back, correct them.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.